While scientists and researchers are working on a universal flu vaccine, the need for a yearly flu shot persists. Yet far too many Americans neglect their annual flu shot. According to a report from the nonpartisan research organization NORC at the University of Chicago, last year 41% of Americans said they would not be getting a flu shot. Among 18 to 29-year-olds, 50% of Americans said they would not get a flu shot. Earlier this week, I sat down with Dr. Ashley Hannings of the UGA College of Pharmacy to talk about the importance of the annual flu shot. Well, let's just start out by talking about the importance of getting a flu shot in the first place. Why should people get a yearly flu shot anyway?
Well, there's several reasons. And so the first and probably most obvious one would be preventing getting the flu illness in the first place. But what a lot of people don't realize is the consequences of actually getting the flu. So the flu is also responsible for a lot of hospitalizations every year, as well as flu-related deaths. And it's not just about protecting yourself. It's also about protecting those around you, because if you get the flu, it is very contagious and you can spread it to others, especially those who may even be more vulnerable to those complications.
In the research I cited just a moment ago, I was struck that half of people aged 18 to 29 did not plan on getting a flu shot. We're on a large college campus with literally tens of thousands of people in that age group. Is it because younger people just don't think they're vulnerable to it, and so they just decide they aren't going to do it? Or
I think there's a lot of reasons. I think with the younger population, there is some truth to that, in that many of them don't see the flu as being that big of a deal. And so they think, like, okay, well, I might get sick for a couple days, but then I'll get over it. And that's not always the case. And they also run the risk of infecting those around them. You know, one of the other things playing a factor would be all the myths that are out there about the flu shot. The most common one that I hear in all the patients that I've vaccinated or attempted to vaccinate would be, the flu shot gave me the flu when I got it before.
Right.
And if it's okay, I'd like to go ahead and debunk that myth if I can. So if somebody got sick after receiving a flu shot, there could be a couple other explanations for that. Sometimes people may experience a mild fever, a headache, some of those symptoms after receiving a vaccine. It doesn't necessarily mean that they had the illness. It could just be their immune response. However, that's generally a lot more mild than having the flu itself. Another reason might be that the flu vaccine actually takes approximately 2 weeks to be fully effective. So someone could get vaccinated but then get exposed to the flu before the vaccine actually has time to work, because if they get it after the shot, then of course they associate it with the vaccine, where it wasn't the vaccine that caused them to get sick in the first place.
Right. Well, clearly getting the flu shot is important, but there are other things you can do and probably should do after getting the shot to help keep you healthy, like just simply washing your hands, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's kind of what we call the non-pharmacologic stuff of keeping your hands clean and then also getting vaccinated. The shot is only part of it. It's also good to make sure that you're washing your hands. And if you do get sick, making sure that you try to control your germs and cover up your cough so that you're not infecting others.
And before we go, since you're here, I'm going to bring my colleague Alexia Ridley in, because we here at Athens News Matters believe in setting a good example, which means it's time for us to get our yearly flu shot. And there's no better time and place than when we've got a doctor of pharmacy here with us.
Give me just a moment to get everything set up here. All right, everything looks good here.
What would you say this season? Do you have any idea what this season's shaping up to be like?
It's a little bit early to really be able to tell, but we are already seeing some cases of the flu in this country, and it's pretty early on. So if I were you, I would consider getting my vaccination.
Exactly what we're doing today.
Well, and of course, since I'm the consummate gentleman, I'm going to let ladies go first.
Oh, how kind.
Yes, and Dr. Hannings has already prepared everything here. Let's see. She's got the rubbing alcohol out. She's got a box of goodies that include extremely long needles.
It's only 1 inch. It's not that long.
Okay.
So just enough to get to your muscle. It's
really not that bad, but she's got it all set up here right in the friendly confines of Production A.
All right. Well, before I give you the shot, I'd like to verify a few things. So first of all, how are you feeling today?
Fine. Okay, I'm not sick. I'm great.
Okay, that was what I was getting at. It's not going to necessarily hurt you to get the flu shot if you're sick, but we want to make sure that you can launch that effective immune response.
Right.
Have you had the flu vaccine before?
I have.
Okay, perfect. And did you have any problems with it?
I have never had any problems.
So with that, I'll just get you to relax your arm a little bit for me.
I'm as relaxed as I can be.
That's good, because you'll be less likely to be sore if your arm is relaxed.
Right. I will still turn my head slightly, and people can do this if you don't actually want to see yourself get poked.
So what are your plans for the weekend?
So my plans for the weekend are to... Oh, there. She's done.
How about that?
I didn't have a chance to explain anything.
No.
It's very quick. It really wasn't painful.
Good.
So great. It took her no time.
A little rubbing alcohol, a stick, and now a Band-Aid for you to sport
Correct.
The rest of the day.
Yeah, and now I'm up to date.
That's the important thing, right?
That's the important thing, because you come into contact with so many people, so many possible flu reservoirs. I learned that word from Dr. Ted Ross, who's working on a universal flu vaccine. One day we'll only have to take one shot, and that'll be great.
Won't that be great?
But right now, it's one shot a year, and I think you should do it.
Yeah, we can work with that.
I think so. Dr. Ashley Hannings teaches at the UGA College of Pharmacy, and rest assured, after we finished taping the segment, both my co-hosts, Chris Shoup, and our executive producer, Martin Matheny, also stepped up to get their flu shots. And neither one was too much of a baby about the whole thing. This is Athens News Matters from WUGA News.